Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about the delay.
The IT guy is out of town?
So all the unpaid tests and denials over here, as a due to that in the Ksuba, is that the right spot? I think so. So we're continuing on over here. The Mishnah said it's leading, she got remarried, and they told her husband died, she got remarried, and came back, so then she doesn't get a Ksuba from anybody. Okay? So the Gemara says, why not? A Ksuba. Pay test on the two dots, around seven lines from the top. No problem. So he said that that you don't get Ksuba. So the Gemara explains here why Takazot should not get Ksuba. So, Kadeshli Tekal, the reason why the Rabbanon was talking to Ksuba is that we don't want the husband just bouncing the wife out right away. We want to make it a little more difficult on him to make such a decision. And by doing that, we force him to pay the money. So here, Tekal, they don't see. Here, we don't want them to stay married anymore. So we said that she doesn't have a Ksuba, so there won't be any discouragement from reasons that he won't to keep him back. He says, fine, I'll divorce her. It's not costing me. Bottom line is, it's not going to cost him anything. So he'll divorce her and he'll move on. Okay. Fine. So that was number one. Not too more weiter. Aim with payers, with designers, with boys. Doesn't have to pay any of these things. The husband, if he ate some of the nixin and stuff. So then it is, because why tanai ksuba, and these are all tanai of the ksuba that he has to be fed, and so if he doesn't get ksuba, the vayta does not have to give her any of the tanayim that come along with the ksuba. Okay, so now the Mishnah, the Gemara continues. Zalim Mizam. If she took from, one second. These are things that are come that when they come along with the Ksuba. Right, he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay her back for the stuff that he ate.
Yeah,
but if they're not married or whatever, then he has to pay back some of the stuff that he had eaten. And so he does not.
It's less of an incentive. It's less an incentive for him. It makes it more for she wants out. But she doesn't hold the keys to get out. How do we give him an incentive?
So here, because he's eating it for free. He doesn't want her eating it for free. I don't understand what you're saying. He doesn't want her eating that stuff. He doesn't want. I'm sorry. She doesn't want him eating it. So they'll end up getting into a fight and moving on. Right? That's what I think, Shad.
I'd have to agree with that.
The Zonas has to do with
the she gets captured,
right? No, that's Piyana. Mizanis is food.
Mizanis
happens per
Kaina,
you mean.
Right, no.
Okay.
The Piyana
is Tachas 1.
I don't
remember. Imasi Adel, does he get Maisi Adel?
She get my seat out there. She keeps going. She doesn't get fed. No, I don't think she gets my seat out.
She keeps her my seat there. She keeps it.
Yeah. Well, she's my seat.
That's the reason they married, not the
senior. Well, he's not getting it.
No,
right. There's nothing. We want to make it
hard for them to get there.
Right, harvest, exactly. Right, without cost also, right. So it's no sewage, it's also all part of them starting the sewage. Not le mizeh le mizeh, if she took from any of these from any of these husbands, she took, let's say, mizeinus. One second. Not le mizeh le mizeh, what's the Mishnah say over here? Taxa, you have to return. Return the money. So she took food for a couple lunches. She has to go and return that money. Correctly, Umar Pshito, her Pashin. They're not married. Why should she have to? Why should she have to pay for her stuff? Umar says nothing. She didn't talk to him. I may have thought that the Maisa, once she's typhusing, you're not going to take it away from her. Mashmalan, that. Right, either one. Either. No, she can't stand right either. Tate them.
No.
What do you mean? She's not tate them. Is that? Is that? Is that? Talking about.
Talking about. Before the divorce, right? This whole thing is sort of happening before she.
Before they actually broke up. Okay. Fine. Okay. Let's see the Rashi's quickly before we start the next we give here. Kinsura banan the late not something about before. Tanaik Suba, Mizanaichi, Susaichi, Uperish Akum fine. These are all part of Tanaik Suba. Perish Akum Namula Mishali, he doesn't pay back. I got the end of Tuba, which is the Rabbana Kinsuba, Rabbana or Klein. That's what Rabbana Klein got, though. The Ishla Payer is Shachalu, it's the name of the Emily. Fine, the time, sometimes she, they get, so therefore we say no. Fine. Zok Sigamara Vaita. We said if they have any kids, the Vlad is a mountain. And the Gemara right now is going to get, I don't call it sidetracked, but the Gemara, until the Gemara gets to the house, bring it back to our Sugya, it takes like a, almost a Vlad. So we get to the, at least this element, part of next element, so we get to how we pull back into our Gemara. Right now, we're going to be handling different cases of taking off truma for whether it's tummy or stuff that's spoiled or these type of scenarios. Seven Mishnah says as follows: Tanat Hasan, Ein Karmin, may not. I said bottom line, yeah, but I said the Gemara is not going to get to it until for a while. So, but the bottom line is they have a kid. The kid is going to be a mamzer. So, yeah, okay, fine. It's not awesome. Ain't tarmim and a tamei al tar. You can't take off from. You have a field over here. You have a whole pile that is paradika fruit. You want to take say, you know what? I don't. I'll give the kayin stuff that's tamei, okay, and truma that's tamei. All you could do is burn, right? There's not much you can do with it. You can't eat it. So he wants it. So what he's doing over here is taking off from tummy onto stuff that's tar. So he's fixing his tar stuff and saving himself. Not saving himself. He's telling himself it's a cloth-keeper, but he's sort of messing up the claim. So what's his in? You're not allowed to do that. In tarman and tummy, al tar. Now, in taran, if you did take off truma,
didn't take from that pile.
The pile is sitting here. And from another other stuff, right, that is coming. So he's giving the kind tummy thing. The entire Meshuggah, she wants to truma. Let's see if Taka did it. So Meshuggah, it's going to be good. The amazing, that's what it's called. The amazing, we say, nothing doing. You got to redo it. So, well, excuse me, you'll see what I saw this one. My what does it mean? The Gemara says, "It's a mimach leikus over here in this." The Amr says the leyasu leikum kol ikur is that bechlau that filu he giruya hadot tilu. So he has tummy thing of stuff over here. Here's his tummy thing right here, and his tar is sitting on the other side. So the din is that the whole what's his name? The whole even the piece that he took off, which is tummy, doesn't have any Kedusha anymore, and it all goes to Tevel, and he's got to start totally from scratch again. Okay? That is what Rav Chisda says.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Last of Likud means you didn't do anything. Start over again. The stuff that you took, you said should be Truma is not Truma, and redo. Okay?
And put it back in the file. There's no any status.
Well, you don't want to mix it in because it's tummy stuff, but if you would make
it, put it back in the tummy.
Yeah, put it back in the tummy file. There's no Truma's mice. Zark can eat it, no problem. Okay? Let's see if you're on the Nelson Mareshi Amar. Lastly, Klum, Lasak and Estrim didn't do anything, meaning to help you with your other Taradika big pile over here. I was Truma happy. However, this piece that you did take off, that is Truma. The Machlokes is this piece over here that you took off, is that going to be Truma, or it's going to go Tevel, and you have to redo the whole thing. According to everybody, this the Taradika stuff, you have to redo it and do Truma's and Mises regular.
That is...
Yeah, you give it to the Kohen. And what you can do with it, I'll have to burn it. Can't eat Truma's...
This was the
exercise of the burn it.
No.
And you did it for firewood. Okay, so that's what he's doing. That's, I don't hear your question. Yeah, but you fire up the fire pit.
Yeah. But is that
just burning off? You can't do anything with it. We had to go inside with it. You can burn it. You sure? Yeah.
Is this a din in because you're taking away from the kayin? You're making the chasar for the kayin?
Yes. You're messing
up. What if you take the same monetary equivalent of the tame in of what would be tahor? Took more of truma from the tummy.
That's called being cheap on the coin cheshbon. You have to give it to him like it has to be right to be eaten, a normal thing. Here, you could do stuff with it, but the mindset, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. I was saying, okay, fine, I'm going to give you $100. So here, take $100 and tell me stuff. Take a truck and hold it.
Here, but right? You could do the opposite. Obviously, you could do the opposite. You can take from tahor. You could take from the tahor for the and part of the tummy table. That you could do.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What? What the run the right stuff? We'll see. We'll see. Give you more chance of it. Yeah. What? I can't hear you. So according to the Chizbos, but Klum Flicker, so that's really the Gemara is going to, that's how the Gemara brings it to us again, and on the vision. More than that, I think my thing is make me the right to have Kuma. We'll give you more chance to get there. But anyways, yeah. So fine. So the Gemara now is going to ask, according to each of the sheets, the Gemara is going to bring some different places of different Mishnayis, et cetera, to ask on the sheet. So, Rav Chisda that said that it's nothing. The whole thing is turns back into Tevel. He didn't think of Nasim Rishia that said that this part is good, but you have to redo it. Because why? The Amar having Truma is in the Pashul Maverick. If you can tell me it's going to be Truma, what's going to be is the guy's going to be Pashaya afterwards. And he's not going to take up Truma's Mitzvah. He's going to say, you know what? I'm giving the Kohen, and it's good. So if I say about what I did was good, it's fine. And I don't have to redo it. So in order to avoid the chashash of the guy thinking that he's good to go, he doesn't have to redo it, then we make him you have to start from scratch again, and you don't have to give that part to him. Okay, so Gemara continues on over here. Well, we'll see. He might not. Okay, 1 second. Didn't pass away master. Okay, the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna me'ad tana." What's the difference in this mission? We have the following mission: Atayim kishes v'nim simara. Avatiach and tisruf. So he's taking off trumas and mice over here from these cucumbers. Kishes, I always type you as cucumbers. Is that how that's what I did? And avatiach is like melon.
Yeah.
So you have to give, you know, good stuff. You can't give to the Italian all like second class mushy and rotten things. So he's taking off these cucumbers, and then he took off two of the mice. He has a pocket full of them or a box full of them, and they were rotten and stuff. So then is truma, the yachsav yitrim. Then is it is a good truma, and you have to go and take off again truma. What happened? If you're going to tell me that we're afraid, the guy is not going to, once he thinks that it's true, he's not going to go, you know, he'll go and he's not going to go redo it. Why do we say that true after the truth? She said it's not true at all. According to you, that has this rule that you have to start from scratch and it's totally not good, even the beginning stuff. So over here, where he takes off a cucumber and he finds them to be boiled, right? So why do we say that's a good truma and could take off again on normal stuff so the client should get good stuff? Or why do you say that? Well, he jumps in it right away. This is what he's talking about. Yeah.
What's the question? Well, yeah. It's a nimsa.
That's the first question. Well, you can't be madam. No. The question is, you can hear the question. The question is that, Lamais, if you have such a chashash, if such a chashash is true that you're afraid the guy's not going to go redo it again, so that shah should manifest itself right here, and he's afraid he's not going to do it, right? You're right, you have underlying things shaking amazing. But at the end of the day, if you're afraid the guy's not going to do it, he's not going to do it. So Marcus is not shaking amazing, Karamas. You can't ask him shaking amazing. Shaking, like over these two. Shaking, he doesn't, there's no Israel over there. Because he took it off and he didn't realize they were spoiled. Sometimes he cut it open and he found that it was spoiled.
Therefore,
we're not gonna. We'll say what you already did is truma, but you have to take off again truma.
Yeah.
You do it again. Yeah. Right. So he's gonna. Do you ask me why they do it again in the first place? Because we want the coin to get normal stuff.
What?
You don't want the stuff? You want to spoil stuff?
What use has the spoiled stuff that it's truma for the Kohen? He does something with it? Cucumber?
Yeah, whatever he's going to do with it. I don't know. Maybe he could eat. I don't know what he's going to do with it.
Did he do something wrong?
He's b'shug. He did anything wrong. But that's why we'll say that what you gave is truma. You have to go and do it again. Which part of it don't you understand? We don't want to say that because the guy didn't do anything. He it was an honest mistake. It's real truma. Yeah. Okay. Suffice. I can tell you a simple wiggle out answer. It depends. One time you did it, Isser, and my amazing did Isser, so we say the whole thing has to redo my shang in here, you didn't do it, Isser. Perfect. Okay, the Marcus is fine. Rami Shaggy and Shaggy. I could ask you something in the case of Shaggy. Why? How could Tani be Shaggy from Rasta Chuma? If he took off. Oh, I slowed down a little? No problem. So Rami Shaggy and Shaggy, I could ask you a case from two scenarios where the guy didn't do anything on purpose. Why? How could Tani be Shaggy? Here we learn that Shoygi Shumasi Chuma, because in by the case of Ein Tarmin, our case that we started in the beginning of the day, we said Ein Tarmin Min Tamei Al Tar. You can't take off from something that's Tamei and something that's Tar. If you did do it, the Shoygi gets the good Chuma. Right? We agree on that? The Shoygi, if he takes off from Tamei, right. Do a second. Does he have to do it again? We'll see. So, no. Here it says straight off. Ain't tarim min atame al tar. Then tarim b'shogeg shumasi chuma. It says if you did it, it's good. It doesn't say anything. What? That's it. You're done. Right. If you're b'shogeg there, you do not. According to the beginning Mishnah over here, you want. No, we start. There's two doubts over here.
Yeah, but it potters the tevil.
What's that?
It does potter the tevil.
Mishnah says, you see over there, I'm going to the town house of Ein Tarim Min Tamei Al Tar, Vim Tarim, B'Shoygeg Trumasi Truma. If he does do it, B'Shoygeg, it's going to be a good Truma. The case where we have amazed it, it does it on purpose, excuse me, Le'asav Le'kum, then you have Machlekes if you have to redo it. Agree so far? The Gemara is asking, and that Shoygeg that we said is a good Truma, I look higher over here. We're going to say in this other case where he took off t-shirts and stuff. We'll see what the story is. Okay. The rest of the case is Shoygi.
When you see truma say truma, there's I mean it's enough truma to potter off the tevel, to make the tevel edible.
That's all you right? have to do, right? Right.
By Shoygi, but if you do bemazed, there's a machlokes whether. I mean, everybody holds a tevel still needs to be tarim. The question is, what happens with the truma that he did take off? Is it get kedusha's truma or not? That's the machlokes, right?
Right.
But, the tevel. Everybody holds a tevel is tevel, still tevel.
Yes. Correct. Yes. Yeah. So Rami Shaygi Shaygi. How Tani Mishaygi Trumasi Truma? Here we said, like we said in the beginning. That b'shoygeg is going to be a truma. Place here. Hasam tani truma v'yasavitra. It's going to be a truma, but you have to go and take it off again. Because why? In case there's a term kishis v'nimsa, you took off your garments, you found them to be spoiled. Because it was that it's truma and you have to go and redo the truma again. Why? I over here said by b'shoygeg, it is a good truma. You hear the kasha? Which it was when he took off, he did not realize it. They looked like they were good, and sometimes you open up the thing, and then there's rotten inside. Okay.
Well, that's a classic show gig. He doesn't know.
It starts smelling. I don't know who. It's the kasha on the mice, I think. Or maybe he had other ones, and he thought this one was a good watermelon, and then they just... Yeah. One, from one piece? Yes, you could take, you could cut off a piece and say this to me, Truma. Yeah. Okay, the question is, well, our mission is, we start off the day, Ein Tarmin on Tamei Al Tar, and Tarmin B'Shoygeg Trumasi Truma. B'Shoygeg is good. What does it say over here? He said, by this case of a tarim kishis, when he took off these melons and he found it to be spoiled, which is equivalent to a shaygig, you have to redo, take off truma again. Why? If I set up at the top of the page that I don't have to, why is this mission any different? This is no. Hasan shaygig karvel mazid. There, it's a shaygig karvel mazid. It's more closer, even though you you're talking out of fault, but it is similar, closer to the side of being amazed. Why? He boiling the mitzvah. He should have tasted the stuff over there before. Either the other piece or second. Because the way Tyson speaks out over here is boiling the mitzvah is claiming Yafrish, it's a one liner. Yafrish Amashu Mine Ubei, Nishit in the Sulay. You should have said, like you were saying all along, that take off, you have a cucumber here, say, okay, I'll cut it open, and I'll say, this piece I'm taking off for the kite. So now, once he opens that up, we'll see if it's spoiled or not, and then he'll be able to tell if maybe these other ones or things like that are not probably, but are spoiled. Like, him not doing it, then that's it. Carl made it. Okay? Fine. I don't know if it has to be done in all situations, but you know for sure that right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So we just get
Rabbi,
that.
Rabbi, is he permitted to taste it before it's separated?
What? Note 6, what did I say? Note 26.
Wait,
what did
he
say over there? You can eat a rye.
Slice off two small pieces and designate one of them as truma.
Yeah, but he's asking if you're allowed to taste them before. I think you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat.
Now you can think on this one piece.
That's right. Right, and then you're asking that could you just taste a little before and that not have to do.
Yeah. I mean, a truma is a tenth. If you have to do some checking, there's going to have to be some sampling involved. Maybe you could do it visually, but you may have to taste it. You may have to taste it to see if it's bitter.
To be honest with you, I thought you could. I without this taste this here, I would have said just taste a little before. I don't know why. You're not eating. You're eating a rye. You're not eating anything. I guess taste doesn't want to say that way. I have to do a little more research on that. See when you could eat. See, the rule is if you're not, maybe once it's come out. Okay, I have to check the rule up exactly. Okay. Fine. Drummy made it amazing. The Gemara says I'm going to ask from the case of Mazit. Because why? How can he be made? Here we learn. The Mazit last week. What did it say over here? Our Mishnah said the first Mishnah ain't Tarmim when he took off tummy on purpose. He wanted to give the kind tummy stuff. But then is nothing doing. We had a machlekes. How extreme le'asim le'kum. However, hasam tanan hatoyrim mishein nakov al nakov. Someone who takes off truma from a flower pot that does not have a hole to flower pot that does have a little background over here. Flower pots that have holes are considered like they get unique, they get nourishment from the ground. Okay, says regular, you're going to be chayav regular trumas and maizes. However, flower pots that do not have any holes are not considered like they're growing in there, so they're growing in the ear, okay? And the level of trumas and maizes is way, way less. Maybe you own, for sure not the raisa, maybe you draw a bunch, okay? So now, if he takes off, he has stuff from one flower pot that had holes in it, which is a regular key of the raisa, and he took off trumasimaisis for this flower pot on a pot that does not have any holes. So in other words, he's taking off from Toyas Mekoyin, this is some tour on here. Okay? So then is truma the after yitra. He's gonna eat. You take out truma again and you have to go and do it again. So it is truma. So why over here, are we saying? What ultimately come? The chayyur I see from the case of mazid, where he took off from non-hole to a whole flower pot, it's truma v'yachsav yitra. What's the difference? Why do we say truma take it off again? And here we're saying what ultimately come? For what should be the difference? The Gemara says betray money inside. When I have two containers, the person, when you tell the guy, the farmer, you know, by the way, you took off something that had a hole to something that didn't have a hole, right? Then he's going to say, the guy can understand more, okay, it's two separate things, I'll go and I will pick out tumor again. However, when it's all in one, all from one area, there's one tummy, one tar, the Gemara is saying that, right, he's not going to think, he's going to think it's all one thing, and he's not going to do it. Therefore, we say that he needs to be fashay, and we'll have to go and redo the whole tumor-tumisis there, potentially. Okay? So, let's see some rashes over here until we, before we turn on this. Ein tarmi min atami, because Mishum has the kayin. The kayin is gonna get this stuff that tummy they'll have to burn it. Okay. Fine. And the kayin speaks out, lay, or you have to give in the best stuff, and you're not called hell, but he has a drasha from that you have to give him from the kayin has to get the best thing. Yeah. The Gemara continues. I mean, Rashi continues. B'shagi chuma is a chuma. Come on, we're going to say it is a chuma. Who diriyav the chuma? This little piece of chuma. As a shirayim, as a tar shizeh ha'yaisay is a shirayim. This tar, right? Av a chuma havi v'kadosh kadosh v'yach tivichum in a tar. You'll have to take off again from the tar. Dilma pasha. The Gemara, the chash was he's going to be pasheh. Av a loy havi mavish min a tar. He's not going to. The parishif in the tar. So on par, given the midiraisa trumahi, lemaisa we're asking midiraisa thing should be truma. You took up truma from this tummy thing. So we thought mishayi truma is truma. Because if you can tell me that even the shayi is not going to be good, then actually it's not truma. But here I say if the shayi attack a word, so heichem afkina lemidishasam shemdom pasha lemaisa there's a kedusha over here of the truma lemaisa. So how can I take off? From take away from that kedusha that was already on there before. So the Gemara says, "Vinim Samar Shagihu the Shagim Mitami Nims the father Mekar Leavi there." From Mekara, the guy didn't know that it was bad. Lashon of Nimsa. The tray money size. Klamer Hasam keeping the tray money. The Amr Lehadur Tarim is two containers. When you tell the guy to go and take it off again, he does that. He's going to listen. There's no zero. However, Tame Antar, the Mitarvayu, Khan Manarov. They all grew in the same thing. But is not the Amrele Tainzu, the Chazar of Hippish. Acharet can go and take off another one. In a Shemelach, he's not going to listen to you. The nice thing is a Tanayel Kayin, he's going to give the Tame to the Kayin. Umutav Tafizu, Tifl of Ethan Tarel Kayin. He'd rather have the thing go turn it back to Tevil and go and redo the whole thing. The coin's going to burn it. Where's that? Okay, so on the next one. Dog to Gemara Vaisa. Okay, so far we had this missionary takes off Tami and Tar. The Mazat Lyasim Lekum, you had a Machlegis is, does it start from scratch again, or whatever you took off is good, but you have to take off more. Okay, that is the main Machlegis between Ben's Mazat. We're nothing. Rabbi Yishia, Damar Le'asa Le'kum, nothing Rabbi Yishia said. That it's Mustak and Shirai. That what she said, the Mazat is not enough, it's to help to be Mustak for everything else. However, Alva Truma have a Truma is a good Truma. This is a tummy, has been a Truma. Ma'ishna Mezatanan, I have Mishnah as follows. You have a similar case. You have a flat, stuff that grew in a non-whole pot and stuff that grew in a whole pot. So here, what? Here it's different. The case before we said was it took off from the stuff that's utter and the stuff that's chayiv. Here he's taking off from the stuff that's chayiv, from the has a hole. He says that he has a of cucumbers that grew with a hole in it. And so I want to take off truma for the cucumbers that grew without a hole. Okay, it's the reverse case. What's the din?
They're all mixed together.
Separate? No, they're going to be separate. You have one pile here. This is a whole pile, H-O-L-E.
Is that any different than the pie case?
It's different than the case we said a second ago. That's what I'm trying to point out. because there you're taking off on the non-hold pot for the stuff that's taking off from Sur and here. And here you're taking from Chiyuv and Sur.
What's the din with the with?
Listen, you got listen, you got that, doctor? Okay. Yeah.
Atzit she'enu nakuf. It's what is the din of tevel there? What exactly is it? Derabanan.
We're about to say. So we'll see in a second.
Okay.
Why did he do it? Why did he separate? Because he thought he could do it. He doesn't know the halacha. Yeah. Maybe they're abundant. That's about it. Okay. So the Gemara says, You can't eat it unless you take off Trumas and Maisers from another spot. So, what's the chilek over here? So before we said that according to Nassim Arashia, that he says that blessedly kua means to help the other ones, but this is truma. Here, Lachar, this is the same type of thing from Torah and Chiyuv, etc. And Lachar, Jay said truma is makamata. There, you can't eat it from, you have to take off trumas and maizes from this whole thing. So the same way you have to take off totally again. So why, in the first case where he said this part is truma, but he has to go do it. But why do we say this should have been the same type of scenario? Well, it's just the truma is the makamaka. We should say that it's truma and you have to redo it. The Gemara says, John Yacham. Midiraisa truma malyus are here. There, you can make a chilek between tameh and tar to a case of nakuv and she'ein nakuv. Because by we'll see in a second that you took off from tameh and tar, lemaisa is really a chiyuv over here, and it retains its kedusha. So let's see. What's your question? What din? You want to know what din does the us? Of course it can survive. Yeah, you keep on watering and you have a flower pot that doesn't have any bottom. I don't know if you can see that it's yoinus. I mean, if you have it in your dining room table, it's not. But if you have it in the field that has a hole, so that ends up attaching itself to the ground, it ends up getting, operatively. Yeah, if we look at it fairly. What's your question on why? Which part?
Why did they make you?
You took off from selling us up there on selling us side. You have to take off. Both, when you take out trumas and maizes, your items that you're taking off both have to have a chiyuv on them. If you don't have a chiyuv, then you already took off trumas and maizes on the field. You can't go and take off again. It doesn't work that way. Once it's done, it's done.
Because it's not in the old age, why are you doing it for?
Does he think? He doesn't know. I don't know. He's in it out more. He's this is sure not a nourishment. The question is what type of seed is there? We'll see in Rashi. But let me just backtrack a second over here. So when he took off Nakov Hashem Nakov, Chumov Leisaychat Sheitz, the Chumai Smakam Acher, you can't eat it until you take off Chumas. He has to take off Chumas Amaisis over here. Because he took off Ein Nakov. I'm sorry, I mean, Nakov Hashem Nakov. So the Kohen over here gets a piece of whole produce. Okay? And that stuff has to be taken off Trumas Amaisis again from, let's say he got five cucumbers. The Kohen has to take off, we'll see Rashi, that he has to take off Trumas Amaisis from what he got. Okay? Now,
that's the real
stuff. Because what you never passed, that stuff was never pattering the items that had no hole in it. Okay? So now, the Kohen shouldn't eat it until he takes off all the Trumas Amaisis over here. Now, Tosfos actually speaks out of it. Leis Yachol means, the question is, does this, what he took off from the hold and the not hold, what type of kedusha does that have? So the small Tosfos on top over here says, that's not even truma. It, you give it to the Kohen, that's the extent of it. But nothing more than that. Not also the Zark. Usually truma is also for a Zarki. So here, you can take out truma, from a whole thing and not a whole thing. But lemaisam, it's not going to be usher afterwards to the zor because what you did was not a good. It has to go to the kohen. And that's the extent. The kohen says. What? It's a gneiv, yeah, but it's no like nisa and stuff. The kohen argues. He says that since maisa kapater, so it's takatun rabbanon and ein this place is voiterachol. But anyways, so the bottom line is over here that midraisa the gemara saying midraisa it is yes. A good truma, because we'll see in a second. With Joshua, Mashenkin by us, not if it's not. So let's read the next line. The famous Rebbeleit. Minay l'tayrim and arali up. Where do you know that someone took off bad and for the good? He has good cucumbers here, and says, you know, I'm going to give the kain all the iffy ones. Perhaps maybe I'll say it's not truma at all. Zinizak is truma. Because why? Simply, sister love say, but you should not have an avera. But rimsan of chalbei men, when you take off, the chalbei is like blushing of the best. The spit.
It is good to get
food again. No, what's up with it? We want to know b'chol if the guy takes off from the bad and the good. Is that truma? Why do you know that? From where is your makar? Not this mission. You have a pasuk. Place right. Fine. So that's what I'm sticking out over here. The count of in kodesh nesiyus chelam. Now. If the thing doesn't have kedusha, if I take off bad for good and there's no kedusha at all, so what did I do? Why I consider I'm going to have an aver by doing it? If there's no kedusha, I just take it over, take it off again, and move on with life. You never did an aver. If you get turned on light switch on Sunday, there's no issue, right? Then you go there. If you took off stuff that's wrong and it's not a kedusha, then no kedusha is chalta. Then why should I do that? The Gemara says, "Mikad l'tayim in a rali afesh yichumas yichuma." The talk is gonna be a good truma, even though you took off from bad. Let's see this in long. Why? Right, you have to do it again, but it still does when you take off. Did that? Does that have kedusha? Right. Okay, let's see some rashi.
This is saying the light, you have to do it again.
We don't know what. Rabbi is not getting involved in that. Rabbi is just saying this. The din. Sometimes. Okay, let's see Rashi over here. My shnom had the time. Lo yitzayich al kohen should not eat it. Actually, eating al sazu truma ma'aser makom acher. He has to take off wherever he got truma ma'aser from another spot. Then the chaskina lebe talva gomer. He says talva gomer. The kind of came. Lo yalita in the kain. He shouldn't do it. Shem and Yisroes, Tavel Tamei. If he's going to burn him, Asu alika. Gimul, Paragman alika. Fine. Rest of Shan Yachab, Tamei mitar. Raisa truma ma'is. If I Tamei and tar, midiraisa, it is a good truma. I will mean on Nakav, Asha ain't Nakav. I will mean achiva al-Batur. even that Turka Mafrish, since you're Mafrish on the tour, Lois Kaya Lashim Truma. You're not, Truma's not Kaya. Look at Tevelu. It's Tevel. Vasa Afu Kayim. Vasa even the Kayim. Avanu the Gaza Mesa the Kayim. Avanu the Mesa were guys there to give it to the Kayim. Hayo, since the Kara Lashim Truma. The Mesa of Yisrael called it Truma, so they give it to the Kayim. Yisrael Zeshin Asna, Sarak Lafrish La Truma Mesa. The Yisrael gave it, has to be part to take out Truma Mesa. Vain Sarak Lafrish Lahafrish Mimash Ein Nakuv. He has not take it again. From the Enoch of the Truman Day Drabani, the Afrishli. Well, Mice at the end of the day, he took off from the Chiv, the Chiv of Enoch of and Enoch. So the Enoch had Truman's and Mice taken off. Was it good for the Enoch of one? No, but for at least for the one that didn't have a hole, that we'll let it pass and we'll say that's good. That's going to be Truman's and Mice. That's good. Well, Mish Enoch of Al Enoch of, from the case that we said before. Yeah, but Matthew, you took whatever ended up. Yeah. Okay. Meat, no. No, that's the cloud, not out of left field. It's not, you know. There is some sort of it's a chiv enough to drop one on that when you do take off, that's enough. Now, Mishay Nok about Nok of the Minal El Trumihi, Umut the Kayim, Nabi even Tura Chiv. Hilkach, I've got the Ha Afishal, Lay Mifter about Trumihi, even the Mice when you took off is not Putter, Lakash and Trumach, Yaki, Lay Armin, Lay Tachi. You don't say that. The Lay Chiv is Bani Akal the Kayim and Tevel, they learn Tevel is Trumah. There is no Tevel because he's saying over here, Hakarmish ain't Nok of Al Nok of Zir, you don't have such a din because here it was, didn't have a hole in the first place, so you never had a Chiv at all. Okay. Fine. If you don't take off in the bed, if it's not Kodesh, then what type of Avera is there? Elamai, we're saying that there is Kodesh. Fine, I guess we'll stop here.
Yeah,
stop here. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, I'm writing. I'm not writing a test this far. I'm not commissioned to write.
Really?
Didn't tell me to.
You did?
No.